Establishment media begin backtracking on coronavirus origin, questioning if Trump was right. By Wendell Hussebo on May 25, 2021. The establishment media suddenly began questioning the origins of the coronavirus and if Donald Trump was ultimately correct about his Wuhan lab intelligence. CNN, New York Times, and The Washington Post all took positions of certainty in 2020 after the former president was asked if the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus. "Yes, I have. Yes, I have," Trump said. "And I think the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves because they're like the public relations agency for China." For example, CNN published on May 5, 2020, "Anthony Fauci just crushed Donald Trump's theory on the origins of the coronavirus." The Times wrote, "Trump officials are said to press spies to link virus and Wuhan labs." With the subtitle, "Some analysts are worried that the pressure from senior officials could distort assessments about the coronavirus and be used as a weapon in an escalating battle with China." Was the new coronavirus accidentally released from a Wuhan lab? It's doubtful, a WAPO headline read on May 1, 2020. But the media tune has suddenly changed. CNN published on May 24, 2021, "New information on Wuhan researchers' illness furthers debate on pandemic origins." The Times wrote on May 13, "Another group of scientists calls for further inquiry into origins of the coronavirus," with a subtitle, "Researchers urge an open mind," saying lack of evidence leaves theories of natural spillover and laboratory leak both viable. WAPO headlined on May 24, "The vexing lab leak theory on China and the coronavirus." Fauci has also flip-flopped on the issue, twice. Breitbart News reported Sunday Fauci said he is not convinced the Chinese coronavirus developed naturally and that its origins merit investigation after he said in May of 2020 the virus was in the wild to begin with. But since Sunday, Fauci resumed his 2020 opinion, claiming it is highly likely the Chinese coronavirus developed naturally. The changes in opinion among the establishment media may be ignited by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, who wrote Thursday, "Little circumstantial evidence has emerged to support the PRC's, People's Republic of China, claim that COVID-19 was a natural occurrence, having jumped from some other species to human." The report continued to say Chinese authorities have failed to identify the original species that allegedly spread the virus to humans, which is critical to their zoonotic transfer theory, and that Trump's theory of the origins of coronavirus has significant circumstantial evidence. Meanwhile, President Biden has not spoken with the Chinese president about coronavirus origins. There are few, if any, questions from the media as to why Biden has not confronted Communist China on coronavirus origins.